Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of the body here today, and I want to say to you, there are just running. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. So don't you go anywhere. Stay right there. You that are listening, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. And I definitely want to say hello to all of the first-time callers today, our first-time listeners. We have a great show lined up for you today. You don't want to miss any of this particular broadcast. Now, if you would like to continue to keep up with our show and to keep up with what's going on, feel free. You can go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. If you would like to listen in to a live show, you can call in at area code 323-580-5712. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at CTheMotivator, the letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions, feel free to email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. That's C as in the letter cow, THEMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. We have a great broadcast with you for you today. We're covering how to create wealth. Now, some of you tuned in. Some of you saw the show as it was posted, and just that title alone, How to Create Wealth. Are you one of those people? Are you in a situation and you need money and you need it now? Folks, grab your pens and paper and get ready for some awesome information that will hopefully change your life. We will cover and explore the marketplace and examine B2B and B2C methods that are being used today. If you want to attract more customers to your business or your job, if you want to increase your sales, or if you want to triple your income, we will share some things with you today that will help you to be successful in creating wealth. Also, we want to welcome our guests to the show today. We decided to cover this subject, and we wanted to do it in depth. And what better guest could I have on the show with me than my friend, who is also a successful entrepreneur, who's worked in corporate America, who's known among women. She's who's who in the marketplace among women. and successful business people. We want to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, the talented, the smart, the witty, the beautiful Lois Bullock, who is also the host of Let's Talk Truth. And she's with us again today. And also, Lois, how you doing? And also, I want to thank you for making me a regular part of your broadcast. Just invite me out. I have so much fun at your studio. It's beautiful. And to see all those awesome people working there and you giving great jobs for a lot of the youth is very exciting. Now, how you feeling today, and what do you think about this, our topic today, how to create wealth?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm so very honored to be here this morning, and anytime I can come in and help you, I'm just all for it, because that's what friends are supposed to do, and we're supposed to be able to just step in and uplift everyone that we want to be successful, and I know that you're already a successful individual, and it's just good to ride that train with you. And the title of the show, How to Create Wealth, I don't know of anyone who doesn't want wealth. People love money. People not only love money, but people need money.
Yes.
My little grandbaby told me the other day, she was asking her dad, told her dad she needed some new dolls. And she said, Daddy, I don't want any of those $10 dolls. So you're going to have to get my dolls from someplace else. So even our babies, we're looking for wealth. We want, you know, that money, Skrilla, whatever it takes to get us some of the things we need and some of the things that we just desire and really don't need.
Yes.
But I just thank you for making me a part of this show. And hopefully we'll be able to share some things and some clues that will help others in their endeavor to become wealthy. And when you think of how to create wealth,
mm-hmm.
you think about somebody has to buy, somebody has to sell.
Yes.
And I used to often tell myself, I'm not a salesman.
Right.
But in reality, Mr. Motivator, we're all salesmen in one capacity or the other.
We have
to learn how to sell ourselves.
Yes.
We have product. We're a product.
Yes.
So we do have that innate ability to sell. We just don't realize it. So anytime we can get some pointers on how to become more creative to obtain wealth, then we need that. And I appreciate you doing this kind of show.
Well, thank you. And I know that anything that you do, you put 100% effort into it, and you are the best. And I know that you also are a woman who understands the importance of getting knowledge and then having an understanding of what to do with that knowledge, and then the wisdom of using those things together.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you are also a student of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and I found some scriptures, and I wanted to just put some out here and to see what you think about it, because, you know, oftentimes people will get out there and they'll quote Bible verses and they'll quote scriptures, and people have the foggiest idea where they're going and what
mm-hmm.
it means.
Mm-hmm.
And you always enjoy sharing with the youth why it is important to make sure you have content, everything. You base everything you do off of some type of foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put these out here, and I'm going to let you roll some things in.
But before you do that, let me share something with our listeners.
Go right ahead.
And I don't know if everyone has ever thought about this, but mm-hmm. it's something to help us. We talk about Bible scriptures, and you're getting ready to bring some Bible scriptures. God is such a all-knowing, omnipotent, and all of the things that we are not as human, as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But God is so awesome that what people fail to realize, there is nothing you can do or think of on a daily basis. It doesn't matter where, what part of corporate America you're in. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. There is a scripture in the Bible that will enhance or attract whatever your action is in this world, even if you don't know that it's in there. There is nothing you could do that there is not a scripture that can match it.
Wow.
Nothing in this world that you can do. Your actions. There is a scripture to match every action.
Wow.
Whether it's enhancing it or depressing it. One of the two, but the scripture is there.
Wow.
Okay, I just want to put that out there before you read the scripture, because a lot of people think yeah. that we can have shows and we don't put God in it, but you have to put God in it, because what you're saying, how to create wealth,
mm-hmm.
that's who is there to assist us in creating the wealth, is our knowledge from the scripture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, you do such a beautiful job of making things clear for us, because if we don't have an understanding of where the knowledge really comes from,
mm-hmm.
we're going to miss it in life, right?
Exactly.
Okay, now, check this out. Ideals are golden gates to change.
Mm-hmm.
An ideal is a thought divinely planted by God that can solve a problem for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of solving a problem, one of the words, a lot of the products that have been introduced to the world have been inventions that came from some individual. They thought, hey, here's a problem over here. Here's a need that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with an invention. And I was looking, and I looked up the word invention, and I looked it up in the Bible, because I'm like, well, the Bible is probably not going to have anything concerning invention.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked over in the book of Proverbs, it talked about witty inventions,
mm-hmm.
witty ideals. And there was a scripture, I think it was Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, and the scripture says, our wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Mm-hmm.
There was the word invention. And Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto his fathers as it is this day.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, and
Mr. Motivator, we have to just, as I said a moment ago, there is no action that we can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a word in the Holy Scripture
mm-hmm.
that will match it. So now this, when anyone thought of the grand invention, something
yes.
that we have to have right now.
Yes.
Where do you think these ideas pop in your head from? See, we have to realize God is a supernatural entity with all power.
Yes.
And he made us. We were created. You know, man made, God create. So when he did this, he put us here. But he put provision here for us to grow, for us to, because as years change and as we grow in knowledge, this is where technology changes come from,
yes.
as you grow in knowledge. There will never be anything technologically made that God has not already made provisions for. And so we have to understand that. And when we understand that, we will stop being so amazed by man when they come up with something.
Yeah.
You come up with an invention, but God has already gotten the invention.
Yes.
He has just, he's just giving you the knowledge to put it out there for somebody to understand it.
Uh-huh.
So this is what God, and his promise is, Jesus promised, you know, God, if you, you know, bless me and all of this, and God says, I'm going to take care of my children. We're his children.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not like your typical baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? that bring a baby into the world and don't feed him. God brought us into the world, but he's going to feed us. And when he's going to feed us, he's going to give us ideas that will create and bless us to manufacture wealth. This is why we have to spend time meditating. And I don't care what level of meditation you say. I say I get on my knees and pray. Somebody may take a yoga, sit in a yoga position and spend time meditating. Meditate, whatever you do, it's prayer. You know what I'm saying? Prayer, meditation, it's the same thing.
Yes.
And if you find people who are very creative,
mm-hmm.
who have been given the opportunity to manufacture or to invent something, they spent time with themselves meditating to
right.
come up with this. I don't know if anybody just, you know, and meditation, whether it's in your sleep, but you spent time alone, and you've come up with something that God has put a little light in you and say, do this and do that.
You are very right, and I have a lot of friends who are very successful, and most of them mention, they share with me all the time that they meditate, they pray, and some even call it their quiet time.
Yes.
But
yes.
they spend time with themselves, and they get to a place before they go out and talk to a lot of people. They get to a place where there's no noise, nothing to disturb them, so they can have the time to allow the ideals to come forth from them. Now, one of the a great book that I love reading is the Wisdom Commentary by Dr. Mike Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his commentaries, and some of this information I've gotten from his commentary, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's very in-depth when it comes to understanding ideals and using wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But ideals are golden gates to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the statements that came out of his wisdom commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And check this out. He mentioned in the commentary, a good idea can produce blessings for millions.
Yes.
One idea
mm-hmm.
can change the world. One idea can change a person's life. One idea
mm-hmm.
can be the difference between life or death.
Let me show you the most powerful idea that has ever been put forth and can never be put forth again.
Yes.
When Jesus said to God, prepare me a body, that's an idea. Send me down. Let me take on the sins of, you know, let me be the, you know, let me take on the sin of mankind so that we won't have to destroy it. That was an idea.
Yes.
Where do you think it came from? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's an idea that changed the world, that
yes.
gave the world a chance to live, to not perish.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what?
Everlasting
life. That is the one of the greatest ideas that alone time meditation came about with that helps us through eternity. Every generation,
yes.
Every generation can benefit from that. Dr. Mike Murdoch,
mm-hmm.
when he spent the reason he can come up with these points of wisdom,
yes,
he spends time alone and meditating.
Yes, he does.
And you have to spend time alone meditating in order to come up with something that's going to bless somebody or create something in somebody's life for a long, long time.
Yes.
So you have to move to this point. When you ask me to be on your show, and I said yes, and I thought about how to create wealth, and I was reading your little dialogue that you pique the interest of people when it comes to looking at your show.
Mm-hmm.
And in your dialogue, you said that if you want to increase your sales,
mm-hmm.
if you want to attract more customers, if you want to triple your salary,
mm-hmm.
I immediately thought about salesmen and the ability to sell.
Now, I'm so happy that mm-hmm. you got something good to share, and I want you to go and share your research with us and share these tidbits of golden knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to add one more thing before you open the people up. And most of us are familiar with H.B. Neal Ross Perot.
Mm-hmm.
But Ross Perot, the famed billionaire, reportedly said, this is one of the statements that I came across in the book, one good idea can enable a man to live like a king the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
And I had to share this one, and I'm going to let you take us on a little further, because we want our viewers, our listeners, to run with this, because you're going to give them some things today that's going to help them increase their sales,
mm-hmm.
help them be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help them create the money that they need to survive, because in this life we need money, and the cost of living doesn't get go down. It increases constantly. The stamps go up, the
mm-hmm.
gas goes up, the insurance goes up, okay, everything. And if you don't keep up with the change, you don't keep up with the increase, you get left behind.
Of course.
You get into, and there are too many people out there right now. There are people right now facing, their car's been repoed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There are people facing foreclosures. People are headed out into the streets, getting ready to face homelessness because they didn't know how to create wealth. So you tell me if this is not an important show.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another golden nugget. When you really get, as you say, get deep, and you really get to where you're meditating, you're praying, and you're allowing these things to come forth, those ideas move from just an ordinary idea into an uncommon idea.
Mm-hmm.
An uncommon idea can come to you whether it is respected by those around you or not. An uncommon idea comes through observation of what surrounds you.
Mm-hmm.
An uncommon idea will help people. An uncommon idea from God will solve problems for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
An uncommon idea is a solution that eliminates stress
mm-hmm.
and increases enthusiasm and joy.
Mm-hmm.
An uncommon idea can create wealth. An uncommon idea requires uncommon attention. An uncommon idea can create a lifetime of provision. Recognition of a God-inspired idea can provide a lifetime income for you and your family.
Exactly.
I took this from the Wisdom Commentary, because what you're getting ready to share with us today is some information that came from common people or common individuals who began to work and meditate and to pray, and those common ideals became uncommon ideals for this individual or these individuals, and they became very successful.
Of course.
And the last one I'm going to leave with you, and I read this in the commentary, Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper company because he was not creative enough. We all know that Walt Disney is one of the most creative individuals to ever live on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But he was fired from the newspaper company.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that tell you, if you allow other people to put you in the corner and back you behind the wall,
exactly,
and you base your life on one person or one company's
opinion
of you,
yes,
you're going to miss it in life.
Yes.
But now for the grand finale, I want our viewers today, I want our listeners to understand how they can elevate themselves from where they are now and begin to create wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what do you have for them, Lord?
Well, when you asked me to be a part of this show, I thought about how inadequate I am as far as having the ability to create wealth or to be able to share with somebody how to create wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But as you named off all those people, and I thought about this one person, and I wanted to go out and interview someone that I know personally that
awesome.
they have the exact recipe,
yes,
on how to create wealth. And this is a young man that never allowed somebody to put him in a box and to say you can't do this and you can't do that. And there are many successful people who have been told that what they have is not enough. You're never going to make it in this field. So before, that's your number one thing. Never let anybody tell you what you're made of. You find out what you're made of yourself.
Yes.
And this is a young man that I know personally. And I feel like he is one of the greatest salesmen in the whole United States of America. In fact, I don't know many people overseas selling, but I believe he could sell ice to an Eskimo. I believe he could sell fire to the devil in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just how awesome this person is. And I pray that one day he can pass that on. He needs to pass that torch on while he's alive, to share with people on how to do. And this is a young man that I've known him since I was in the fourth grade. His name is Herbert Wright.
Awesome. Now, before you go any further, I'm so excited because I had no idea that you were going to talk about Mr. Wright. You were going to share some information about him today. But I'd like to say this before you get started. Because Herbert, you know, there would be no Mr. Motivator had it not been for Mr. Herbert Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert was my sales coach, and Herbert helped me in the areas of sales. He taught me things, and that man helped mm-hmm. me to become Mr. Motivator.
Right.
And I have nothing but respect for him
mm-hmm.
because his methods of success and sales and training goes beyond the conventional methods. What he taught me did not relate to what they taught me in college.
Mm-hmm.
What Mr. Wright taught me was not in any other sales or success training books.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew me away, but it worked. And this man shared some things, and I know now that he got his information from a source that's beyond any book that you can think of. His information came through praying and looking for answers to take care of a situation. He became a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took me under his wings, he said, "Jeffrey, you got to learn how to help people solve their problems."
Mm-hmm.
And when you become a good problem solver, you're gonna be able to motivate and inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. I just had to say that for
Mr.
Wright.
And it's good because people need to know the impact they have on your life.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes.
And if people realize that one day your responsibility will become another person's point of elevation and that they're able to inspire you, something that you've done
mm-hmm.
really bless someone, it makes you feel better about yourself. And that's one motivational tool that we need to learn to absolutely work from. I called Mr. Wright, and I know his chest is probably really going to stick out because I called him Mr. Wright. But I've known him since we were fourth grade.
Wow.
I was always smarter than him.
What?
Yes. I mean, I would make like a 90-something on a paper, and he'd make like a 70, and he'd always say it because I was the teacher's pet. How can every teacher consistently give me good grades?
Wow.
I was just smarter than Mr. Wright. But
and y'all been knowing each other since the fourth grade?
Since the fourth grade.
Wow.
In fact, he tried to be my boyfriend when I was like in
no,
the eighth and ninth grade. Yes, but then I went to another school, and he accused me of giving his jacket, his school jacket, his letter jacket, to my boyfriend at the other school, and my boyfriend had his own letter jacket.
Now,
but anyway, yes, yes.
Now, that you and Mr. Wright, did both of you all take certain buckets with biscuits?
No, Mr. Wright was a very spoiled young man. He came from a family. He was the only son. And those women spoiled him rotten.
They did.
But
I didn't know about
all of that comes to say this.
Yeah.
He was, you know, sometimes you're born to do a certain thing. You're
yes.
just anointed from birth.
Yes.
And I believe he was anointed from birth. Now, and laying all the fun aside,
yes.
I want to get serious here for a moment because what he shared with me last night, I want to share with others today because it will help them in knowing how to create wealth if you will just listen. First of all, there are two arenas that he worked in as far as sales. That was real estate
uh-huh.
and automobile sales.
Now, I've worked with him in real estate, and I'll be honest with you, he was hard on me. He made me do some things that nobody else made me do. But guess what? When he left the firm, I became a number one top salesman
mm-hmm.
for that real
mm-hmm.
estate company. And I owe it all to Mr. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank him because my life was changed. I said, man, I'm a bad boy.
You're
now.
A bad boy now. And you mentioned H. Ross Perot just a moment ago, and actually Mr. Wright knows H. Ross Perot. And he knows everybody. I'll say, and I'm going to put this out there, Mr. Wright knows people from the outhouse to the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, from the low to the high.
Wow.
But it's one thing. I asked him,
mm-hmm.
I said, what was your, back in the day, what was one of the biggest checks you took home in a week?
Okay.
Just 1 week.
Yeah.
And he said, well, $10,000. This is on commission.
Wow.
And again, $7,000. This is on commission.
Wow.
Now, he did this in both arenas. I believe he started out first in the automobile industry.
Okay.
In the DFW Metroplex, some of the largest dealerships here that's still here, Mr. Wright made vast contributions that they became millionaires
Is there
based
right?
on his sales.
Wow.
And Then later, his latter years, he moved to the real estate industry.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, Mr. Wright, can you tell me what was your, what does a person need, number one, to become a dynamic salesman in whatever arena?
Yes.
And he said this. He said, you must be a people person.
Okay.
He said, you must learn how to read people.
Okay.
And he said, you will know if you have met your match with that person the first 2 minutes that you, after the first 2 minutes you've met them.
Yes.
And I thought that was very unique because somebody, have you ever gone to buy a car and the salesman loses you the first 2 minutes then 30 minutes later, they're still trying to sell you on a car, and they lost you way back then.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, I'm through with this guy.
Yeah, so he said that if you are a people person and you learn how to read people, he said you will know how successful you're going to be with that person after the first 2 minutes of your meeting.
Okay.
Now, I thought that was kind of unique, and I said, okay, well, tell me this. How do you hold the attention of someone and to until they can realize that you can do what they need you to do? He said the number one successful piece in that area is people need to know that you're listening to their needs.
Okay.
You have to listen to their needs. I talked to a young man not too long ago that went to look for a car. And the person tried to sell them everything but what they went in there for.
Yes.
If I walk into your store and I tell you I'm looking for a sexy black dress for dinner and you keep trying to sell me a purple dress, long sleeves and all this, that's not what I asked for.
It
turns me off right then as a female.
Yeah.
And it will turn anybody off. If you walk into a place and you're looking for a set of dishes and you say, I want some china that looks like this.
Yes.
And I'm trying to sell you something else. You've already lost my my money.
Yes.
Because people need to know that you are listening to what they need to, that's what they're asking for. And that, number one, and I see the point because it makes you feel important.
Yes.
If you're trying to sell me something and you're attending to me and then you're talking to somebody over here, how important am I?
Right.
So that's what Mr. Wright, when he told me that one thing, listen to the need of a person, it painted the whole picture. It painted a picture. To let you know, by listening to my need, you show how important I am. And you're not just trying to shove something down my throat. And he said that's the other thing.
Okay.
Don't push.
Mm-hmm.
He said if you listen to that person and then you talk to them and you get a feel for what they need.
Yeah.
He said, but if you try to push them, you're going to lose them every time.
That's right.
So, you know, I thought about that, and I put myself, I've been in situations like that.
Okay.
I've gone in, doesn't matter. Yeah, I love shoes. Okay? I love shoes. And I don't like department store shoes because I don't like to see my feet everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the money to buy the real expensive shoes. In fact, I wouldn't pay $5,000 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But I do buy, I would love to buy shoes, and if I'm looking for a certain type of shoe, please don't try and sell me a boot.
Yes.
Or if I'm looking for boots, don't try to sell me a sandal, because it's irritating when people aren't taken seriously.
Yes. One other quick comment, I'm really enjoying everything that you're sharing, because I think that was one of the things that Mr. Wright helped me to understand. I think one of the reasons why he was so successful is because he understood B2B and B2B marketing principles. He taught me that you have to understand the business and why business needs to understand how to do business with other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said B2C is business to consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to know there was a difference between both, and you have to be personal. You have to understand each one and what their needs are, or you're not, you're going to miss that account with that corporate company, or you're going to miss closing on this individual.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I shared that at the beginning of the broadcast, because this Mr. Wright was a businessman who understood business and he understood consumers, but yet he was a personable individual, and his clients, his customers did things for me and him that I'd never seen anyone do for anyone.
Exactly.
And he told me, he said, Jeffrey, these people are all my friends.
Yes.
And I'm like, did you know them? Did you go to school?
Yeah.
He said, no. We became
friends. I sold
friends
them their first car.
When I sold their first car, thank
yes.
you.
And this was the whole thing. And I also talked to him, too, about that, because I knew when I worked with Mr. Wright in the real estate arena, and he had that, he would see a man walking out there, and he'd go, hey, Mr. So-and-so, hey, Mr. Wright, blah, blah, blah. You know, I know it's been 10 years, 15 years since you sold me my first car. But listen, I'm in the market for a new car. Can you help me? Now, this is, so I began to look at that, and I addressed him with that when I did his interview on yesterday. I said, Mr. Wright, you mm-hmm. seem to have so many repeat customers.
Yes.
And he said, the way you have repeat customers,
okay,
you.
Everybody got to listen to this. Let's get you, grab that pen and paper.
Yeah.
How do you have repeat customers?
He said, you have repeat customers by doing the same principles he had earlier. You listen to their needs.
Yes.
You meet their needs.
Yes.
And you become their friend, whereas you care about what they're going through as far as what their needs are for that particular sale, for how it's going to benefit them. You help them, because he would do this. He would follow up with a customer.
Yeah, he
would sell them a car.
But
he would follow up,
yes,
and say, do you know it's time? I mean, he didn't leave it to the dealership to do it.
No, he didn't.
He did it personally.
You're right.
It's time for you to get a tune-up on that car.
Yes.
Or how's that car doing for you? You know, it's time for you to go have it checked out.
Yeah.
Now, I know right now we have new cars. I don't, because I don't like car notes. I've been driving the same car since 2002.
But, yeah, it's a Bentley, so why are you complaining?
But listen, he said how the people would want you to know, they feel good knowing, hey, my salesman is interested in whether the life of my car, because everyone knows that a car depreciates in value when you drive it off the lot.
Right.
But none of his customers thought like that, because
uh-huh.
they felt this man is really interested in the life of my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, they were such dedicated customers. They are such dedicated customers. He was able to help them with their real estate needs. And what I say about real estate needs, it's some big real estate moguls in the Dallas area that Mr. Wright have pushed up there to the top.
Wow.
Because he did such good work for them. He sold. He sold.
Yes, he
and
did.
And based on his commission, now he got a $10,000. Commission check, what do you think they made?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but because of that, because his repeat customers came from the automobile industry, and not only that, they went into the real estate, because he said, my automobile industry people, they were done such a good job for me with my car sales, I trust this man. I trust him to find me real estate. And some of these people have, okay, I own my own home, but I'm interested in a piece of property over there. I'm interested in buying 10 houses. Yes. And Mr. Wright's right on it. And
yes.
But he gives the people what they want.
He sure
and
does.
He helps them with their needs.
Yes.
And he's interested. You know, how many times have I've bought two new cars. And each time I bought a new car, I haven't heard from the salesman since they sold me the car.
You're right. You don't hear from them. They scratch off the list. They do the same thing. They once they buy you, you purchase insurance or you purchase real estate.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Herbert had a different approach. And he would get on my case. Jeffrey, you need to call and find out how they're doing.
Yes.
Hey, go out there and see them. As a matter of fact, I'm going out in that area right now. I got some people. Come on, we're going to ride out there together.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wright pushed me out there.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Because of Mr. Wright motivating me and teaching me how to meet the needs of the customers and to be how to be a friend and how to
yes,
be concerned.
How to care.
How to care. A lot of those people now support Mr. Motivate. When I do my comedy shows, they come out and support me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my books, a lot of former customers and clients purchase my books, and they open doors for me to come and do speaking engagements, and I owe it all to Mr. Wright.
And
he helped me.
One thing that he will absolutely put an advertising company out of business.
Oh, nobody
because
knows
he
how
never,
to advertise
he
like
that. I've never seen him try to do any formal advertising. All of his clients come from word of mouth.
Now, he is an avid
yes,
on word of mouth.
I promise you, if you have that connection
yes,
with your customers, I don't care what it's in. I don't care what you're selling. You're selling something.
Yes.
If no more than an office position, but
yes,
whatever you're selling, you make sure you are a good salesman because
okay,
all of his customers came from human referrals.
Yeah,
they would be talking to somebody would come down from Washington D.C. You know, I really want to buy a car, but blah 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 blah. Hey, I tell you what, you go over to such and such. Oh, right over there, right, or do you right? I'm telling you, I mean, you
yeah,
go over there, that man will, and that's how he got all of his customers.
Wow.
Because people love to be important.
Yes.
And if they spend their money on your product, or if they spend their time with your product,
yes,
you got to make sure you have a good reputation with them.
You're right, and I don't think I've ever met a man like Mr. Wright, like Herbert Wright.
That's right.
I could mention his name to people, their faces will light up.
Mm-hmm, because
and
they
you
know.
You friends with Herbert Wright? Come on in. I mean, that man,
he
they just love him.
He has made a number of people millionaires.
Wow.
Because of his the way he operates
yes,
in sales.
Yes.
And I asked him this one last question.
Okay.
I said, is it better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every company have their own procedures.
Yes.
And their own way of selling stuff.
Okay.
I said, is it best to follow the company book or create your own technique? He said it is imperative that you have your own technique because, you know, he said if you
yes,
deal with just the way the company operates,
yes,
he said you're going to lose a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
He said your own technique changes when you see the change in a person.
Okay.
He said you have to, as you're reading people and listening to their needs, you're going to operate with them according to what that is.
Yes.
And he says, if you're looking for textbook
mm-hmm,
knowledge and following that textbook, it's not going to benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, textbooks are put in place for a reason.
Yes.
He said, but if you're going to be an awesome salesperson,
yes,
triple your income,
uh-huh,
attract more customers,
yes,
he said, it's a must that you create your own technique in selling. Because he said, if you do that, then you cover all your bases,
uh-huh.
regardless of the different personalities. Mm-hmm. There are different personalities, so textbook procedures don't cover that.
Wow.
You know, some people it takes this and some people it takes that. You're the different strokes for different folks.
Uh-huh.
So you have to have a different stroke, and the only way you can have a different stroke is have it within your technique.
Wow.
Your ability to change and become creative. Whatever it takes, I can move in this arena, I can move in this arena, but all in all, I'm encompassing my own thing, and I'm working with my own clientele.
You're right. I agree with you. I think that was one of the reasons why Mr. Wright was so successful. There was nobody in the league with him. He produced more sales. He got all of the best sales awards, the most productive, because he had his own techniques. But what really, I guess, got me, you know, when you mentioned that he understood how to read the customers,
mm-hmm.
and he's an expert. He's excellent on reading people.
Mm-hmm.
But what really got me, he's an avid reader, and he told me, Jeffrey, you need to read at least one book a month. You need to be abreast of what's going on. You need to understand your market.
Exactly.
He reads books, but
he reads.
He's a knowledgeable man. He has a degree, a college degree, but he said, Jeffrey, you have to be self-educated. That means you should always should continue to read and make yourself knowledgeable
mm-hmm.
of a lot of things.
Yes.
And because of him, I now read one book a month, but he read at least two or three books a month.
Oh, yeah. And really, I hope I've done him justice.
Yes.
Because when I say, because I used him today to try and get your point over that you were trying to create wealth.
Yes.
And I really do apologize that we weren't able to get him on the show personally.
Okay.
But one day in the future, we will be able to get him on the show personally.
Okay. Yeah.
But since I'm such good friends with him, and
yes.
since he rely on me so much to be his friend, I was able to call him and ask him these questions. And I do hope that I did it justice in relaying the message where people could, it would paint a picture of this
yes.
person
yes.
that they haven't met and they haven't talked to. And I wanted to paint a picture of him, and not only just of him, but of his rules and his techniques and that will maybe assist others in their creativity for wealth. So I hope I did him justice on that. And if not, because right now he's retired.
Okay.
He's retired and he's, mm-hmm. you know, slumming in the country.
Yeah.
But what I would love for him to do, and yeah. I pray that he will be inspired
yes.
to maybe educate someone else, to pass his gift on.
I agree with you.
To someone else, because there are people out there who have that same desire he does. They just don't know how to work it. They haven't meditated long enough for that to become a reality within them.
Okay.
So I do hope he would, be motivated, come out of retirement just to help somebody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think you've done an excellent job, a beautiful job of sharing some of Mr. Wright's secrets
mm-hmm.
and what made him become so successful and how we help other organizations and individuals become billionaires and millionaires in their industry. Now, I know you guys are great friends. I don't have a contact with Mr. Wright, but if the next time you go home, you're down home, and you're out of the country, could you invite him and tell Mr. Wright we would love him to be a guest on our show?
Mm-hmm.
And because you're right, the knowledge that he has and what he's done, he's a pioneer, and a lot of people's lives could be enriched just by having this man to share some of this insight that he has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I hope he's listening to the show today. And Mr. Herbert Wright, wherever you are, we would love for you to be on the Mr. Motivator Show,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love for you to be on a Let's Talk Truth,
mm-hmm.
because people need help. There's a need. there are the statistics are very high with the amount of people that are in foreclosure. They're losing they're losing their cars, their homes, and a lot of people are homeless because they don't know how to create wealth, and they need a person that they can relate to. Mr. Wright had humble beginnings. You knew him from school, and this man, countless times he could go into a place and on commission. Now, folks, if you've never worked a commission job, I'm gonna tell you right now, that's not an easy thing. This
right.
man could come in on a commission and end up producing tens and thousands of dollars, just like it's not wasn't anything,
mm-hmm.
and everybody. On the firm, like, hey, we need to get that guy back in here, and we're going to have another meeting with all our executives because he's selling more than anybody else in this
mm-hmm.
firm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of respect that Herbert Wright generated. Is there anything else that you asked Mr. Wright, or you think Mr. Wright shared with you about how what an individual should do right now if they feel they're being pinched? They're in a situation where they may be faced with a layoff, or they're trying. They haven't been able to find a job, and they've graduated from school, and
mm-hmm.
they're just out there. Did he share anything with you?
Well, the only thing that we discussed in that aspect is to know your area of expertise.
Yes,
and not to be put off. One person turns you down, but keep punching at it.
Okay.
You just got to keep clicking it.
Yes.
Listen, no one can hold a door closed on you forever.
Yes.
And he is just adamant that keep knocking on doors until that door comes open. Keep knocking on doors and stop knocking on doors that doesn't really interest you.
Okay.
Knock on the doors that's designed especially for you. See, a lot of us over there knocking on the door because somebody else feel like that's the door we ought to knock on.
Yes.
And this is why it's not coming open. Because that's not what's going to appeal to us. That's, if we're in an area or we're in a job arena
mm-hmm.
that will absolutely bless you,
mm-hmm.
then it's not a job. It's a place of enjoyment, and you're earning while you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we have to do. We will let certain situations, I know the unemployment office will tell you, take the job. It doesn't matter. You know, just take it. It's a job.
That's right. A job is a job.
Yeah, but we have to also learn that we have got to be in a position or in a place that we belong, you know.
I agree. And would you say Mr. Wright was the kind of individual, he would work, he worked what he enjoyed, he loved what he did, and he was the kind of individual that would only work what he enjoyed doing?
He worked what he enjoyed doing.
That's why he was so successful.
That's why he was successful.
Wow.
He worked at what he enjoyed doing. And I've seen him in operation. I've been around him. Like I said, we were raised up together.
Yeah.
So I've seen him operate. And Mr. Wright absolutely worked in areas he really enjoyed working in.
Wow.
So I just, you know, just listening to his report, and that's something that's going to help people in their journey to create their wealth.
Wow. Well, thank you for bringing that great interview with us and sharing that. Folks, look like we're out of time, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Lois, thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
You always do a great job, and we want to thank Mr. Wright for taking the time to share that valuable information with us. Folks, this is Mr. Motivated Show. Be with us this time, same place, on next week. And remember, success is yours. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Have a great weekend. We love you. And we'll be back with you again next week for another exciting Mr. Motivator Show.